beings who have constructed our these bodies. He has written only misery in our lalat, on our forehead. We did austerities to Brahma that it should be very soft, our heart should be soft. But other hand, we see that if it is soft, then we cannot satisfy Krishna. Krishna will not be satisfied. And if it is karkash, we will always feel sorry. What to do? We cannot. There is so much we do next day. Discuss tomorrow, explain. That why you want so? To keep my lotus feet on our breast. They are telling that we think that it will be very pleasant to you. They also told that. We know that our heart is so hard. But we cannot tell Brahma that he should make it so smooth, because we know that we will not satisfy you by that. So we cannot ask Brahma, pray Brahma to do so. So now we are so much of duvidha.
Duality.
What to do and what not to do. That is Bhramat Dhir. Bhramati Dhir Mane Buddhi. Sometimes goes this way, sometimes this way. It should be hard or it should be smooth. And you feel carcass in roaming in Vrindavan, whether you get some suffering or not, pain or not in you. Sometimes it seems that you feel pleasure to keep your feet there by walking. And sometimes we fear that it is very painful to you. So our buddhi, dhi, becomes in duality. Duality? But we also know that pain is, whether it is you are feeling or not, but we feel it because you are our jivan. Jivan mane life, and I. So we cannot leave our. We cannot. Dhan dhan nahi kar sakte.
Can I give up our life there?
We cannot keep our life. We cannot keep our life. And that is our hridarog. This is our hridarog. But we cannot decide that way, how to do, what to do, because you are feeling pain in your heart. Whether you are feeling or not, but we feel it in our heart. This is hridarog.
And the lotus feet, we want that keeping your lotus feet on earth, very dear anga, part of body. We should serve it and do lalan palan.
Nourish
it.
Nourish what?
Your lotus feet. If you will give the us, then our heart rogue will come, rogue will go away. And if you are not giving this, our heart will not, heart rogue will not go. But I think this is also, gopis are something hiding more. This is outwardly thing. So, we are thinking that if we can have our lotus feet in our heart, at our heart, and there we can nourish it very gently, then your lotus feet will be satisfied and be happy. And if your lotus feet is happy, then our heart rogue also goes away. So, you should come at once, don't delay. In this way, Braj Gopis' mood, we are telling all Vaishnava Tosha. Gopis are telling, this is not Saratha Darshani. It was Vaishnava Tosha that I have told before. Your gopis are telling that if we pray Brahma to make it so soft, then you will not have so much pleasure. And if it is so hard, then we think that your lotus feet have suffering. So we are in dilemma. What should we do? One thing may be tell that you give suffering in both ways, in meeting and separation both. They are told why, how in meeting? Can you tell? Remember?
Fear of separation.
Why they feel separation? Why they feel suffering in meeting? Atati jad bhavan anhikananam toti jugayate tvam apashyatam kutila kuntalam sri mukhanchate jadavu dikshatam pakshatrit drisham. When you go to Vrindavan, to cowherd, then 1 second and part of 1 second becomes like a jug. And when you return, then you become so happy that Krishna is returning. Now you will be happy. At that time, when we see you, see for a moment, And in that momentary looking, Brahma has given this. Nimesh, eyelids. And it falls and falls. And sometimes not falling for a minute, but tears come. We cannot see. So it becomes more than that, not seeing. More unhappy. So in meeting whether or in unmeeting, separation, at both times you give us separation. So it may be, it may. Mane yahi par aisa hi ho, because we are paradhina. We are not free. We are under the control of our husband, father-in-law, father, mother-in-law, and so many persons. We cannot meet you. So we are not quite free, but you are free quite. By you being a free, you feel suffering. Why you go to the forest? And why you suffering from pebbles and all things, thorns? Your feet is not fit for forest walking. If Krishna is telling that, what to do? I am quite free. What I wish I do? Tumko isse kya? Kya hua? Tumko isse kya hai? हम जो इच्छा होगी वही करेंगे. What I wish I do?
What I like I do? Why you are
interested? You are nothing to do anything. Upon this, Krishna again speaks. Tad vyathate na kunkshit. We have nothing to do, but to can you tell that you don't feel what? Suffering in walking? We think that this, surely, indeed you feel this. We think that you are so much nishthur to us. Nishthur means
merciless
to us and cruel. You are also cruel and merciless to your own anger. You are very nishthur to your body also, not only to us, because your swabhav, nature is so, to give pain to yourself also, to other also, to everyone. We think that you are thinking, and the gopis are telling, that perhaps you think that my nature is to give suffering to others, and by seeing that suffering to others, you become so happy. So, if I will give suffering to these gopis, I will have also to accept some suffering for my body. Understand this? That is why there is surely pain, but you are neglecting. Without this, you cannot give pain to others, to gopis. So you also suffer pain, because it is your nature. And that is why you neglect all these things and go to walk in forest, or these are the meaning of Bhramat Dhir Bhodajusang. Bhramati Dhir Bhodajusang. Brahm means Bhramat means Brahma. Brahm, you know. What is Brahm? Whether this is wrong or right.
Confusion.
So they are confusing by or and or and or. First they are thinking that Krishna has pain, but it is secondary to give us pain. And he is neglecting. No?
Neglecting his body to give.
He tolerates his pain as long as he can give them pain.
Because his heart is so cruel that he gets happiness to give pain to others. And that is why he has to
suffer willingly.
Or, second thing, to see our pain, sufferings, you get so much pleasure, splendid of pleasure, and of pleasure. And in that pleasure, you fill your that pain as a pleasure. If anyone have got a lot of money in this world, he has got this building. No? Anyone, Madhumangal has, the Malik of this, master of this room, house, I registered a document that I have given all to Madhumangal. When Madhumangal knew, he became so happy that so very palatial building I have. And he had a key and he opened the door and entered. But in the midway, he had some injury by that. No? Door. Because his too long, tall, so it came here. Oh, thak lag gaya. No? Then he will do. Sasarup Maharaj, any injury? No, nothing. So he forgets that little injury in the very happiness that he has received, so good thing. So Krishna, gopis are telling to Krishna that when you give us so much pain, then you become so much happiness. In happiness, your little pain. And you assume that it is also very good. Very good. Like, if Krishna is meeting to with Radhika and all companions, gopis. No? And Krishna forcibly caught hold of a Manjari's hand. And he tried to pull her towards him and tried to
embrace.
She began to weep, oh Swamini ji, save me. At that time Srimati Radhika saw towards that, oh, she is crying and save me, so he ran out at once and caught hold of Krishna hand and did like so. And उसको रक्षा करके हटा लिया,
protected
her, and she at once came in the back side of Srimati Radhika. Krishna again attempted to her, but Radhika did so. So Radhika has done like so, and Krishna has some pain also. But for Krishna, this pain is more than anything. Realize this. This pain turns into
pleasure.
Not so much pleasure. After so many long waiting, Srimati Radhika has today caught hold of. So they are telling that Krishna something, a little pain, sometimes becomes so much bad for pleasure. So you are feeling pleasure to give us pain. Understand my bhava? Third. Sansargaja dosaguna bhavanti. This is a part of a slok. It is niti, nyaya. Like paribhasa. Paribhasa means?
Joke. Paribhasa.
Yeah.
Paribhasa.
Paribhasa ka?
Definition.
Any definition. That in Srimad Bhagavatam there are so many paribhasa. Definitions. First definition is ete chansa kala punsa krishnastu bhagavan swami. This is definition, but definition means definite, pakka. In whole Srimad Bhagavat, only one this has been told. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Others are parts, vaibhav, avatar, ansa. But Krishna is Himself. And what is Param Dharma? Savai Punsang Paro Dharma. Jato bhaktir adhokhaje ahetukya abhyavahita ya bhakti purushottame
jayatma
samprasidati. Surely, what is bhakti? To please Krishna by all efforts of mind, soul, body, in every way, and anyabhilasa rahit gyan karma adi anabhrita. In this sloka also. Parodharma jato bhakti ahetukya. Ahetukya means anyabhilasa rahit. Ahetukya aprtihata. Aprtihata means always continue, no break, yet no gyan karma always. So everything of that sloka, Nabilasa, is in this sloka also. So these are the more root slokas, definition work. Here this is niti vakya, that anything which comes in concern of anyone, the bad quality or good qualities will come into that person. Understand? It is clear?
By association.
By association. To whom he associates these qualities and bad qualities, good qualities, whatever is in that person, it will come to that person. Here a story is narrated there. वो जंगल में जो बजाने जाते हैं
शिकारी,
अरे वो चिड़िया को बजा करके लाते हैं,
बहेलिया,
बहेलिया मीन्स एनी पर्सन गोइंग टू जंगल फॉरेस्ट एंड दे एनी हाउ caught, catch birds and parrots and all other birds. What they are called?
Hunter.
Not hunter, but like hunter. And they sell it to another. They don't hunt. But they
trapper.
Get...
Trapper.
And give it to others. One trapper, he caught two parrots. Why? Baby. And he brought it to any town and he sold it to two families. Different families. After some time, anyone came to the house of one parrot's
owner.
Owner. And that bird was telling, Swagatam, Swagatam. In sweet words, welcome, welcome, come on, come on. And Ram, Krishna, Ram, Krishna, he was telling. And when he went to other person, to other parrot, who are you, who are you? Go out. Go, get out, get out. Rascal, stupid, nonsense. He told, who is telling? He said that a parrot is telling, and they are also a parrot, he told him. So that, narrating this story, he is telling that sansargaja dosguna bhavanti. By association, anyone becomes so gentle, and anyone can be so rough. That is why we think that at first your heart was so soft, more than lotus. But your lotus feet, that is why your lotus feet was also so much soft, like your heart. But your lotus feet has come in association of our hard breast. And that is why the lotus feet has become so hard. And that is why by sansarga your heart has also been so hard. So being hard, your heart and feet both are not feeling pain in roaming there in forest. Understand what I have told?
The gopis say that your feet were soft and your heart was soft, but by coming into association with our hard breasts, now they've turned into hard feet and hard.
That is why you are not feeling pain. Your heart is also not feeling pain, and your feet is also not feeling pain.
The cause of the pain of the feet would be the stones. But what would be the cause of the heart is that Krishna is not coming to them now.
I could not understand. That
the cause of the hardness of Krishna's feet is that he will not feel the pain of the stones.
Huh.
And the cause, they're saying his heart is hard because he has gone away from them and they cannot...
Both.
He is callous to their pain.
And that is why your lotus feet and heart are not feeling pain, because they have become hard in association of our hard breast. Or it may be, it is fifth sir, perhaps we are fourth, that sansarga guna dosha bhavanti, by association anyone can be hard or so soft. That your heart is also very soft, and that is why your lotus feet is also soft. And by your soft feet association, all the cables, thorns, and everyone becomes so soft, and that is why you don't feel soft and pain. Understand? If we go anywhere and there is a thorns of rubber, no, or cables of rubber, we don't feel any pain. That is zero. Similarly, by the touch of your lotus feet, soft, they also become soft. One thing may be more, that when you fell your feet on earth, she is so much tumhari pyari hai, beloved to you, she has love to you, that she makes the way with her tongue so soft. So where you keep your lotus feet, he keeps her tongue there, so that you may not feel this pain. Or at last we think that you are so much premaspad, prema sindhu, ocean of love. When you saw us, that we are feeling so much separation, then you also felt separation, and you became unmadgrasta. Unmadgrasta means
mad.
Like mad, one word also,
mad.
Bewildered. And that is why, being bewildered, mad, you don't feel
pain.
Like those who is telling her remembrance, that once Radhika went to Govardhan to see Krishna. It was niche to Govardhan ke niche. He was on lower part of Govardhan, and she was upper part, and the stone was burning, but yet she was standing on that burning stone, feeling no hot, nothing, as she was standing in a river or cool place under any tree shade, feeling so happiness and without feeling eyelids. And he was seeing. And so Pulak come, Asru was there. So she knows her thing. So she is telling that you have become mad in our pain, and seeing our separation mood, you are feeling also separation mood. And in that you are not feeling that pain. So we cannot say definite, we cannot
decide
any definite thing why you roam in this forest and not feeling this pain? If Krishna is telling that I feel no pain and nothing, perhaps you are expressing your own suffering. But I don't feel your suffering तुम लोगों को दुख देख करके भी मैं दुखी नहीं अपने को समझता. हमको तो आनंद ही होता है. When I see your suffering, I don't feel any suffering. But I feel pleasure. If Krishna tells like so, and tells also that I am seeing that even seeing my this pain, you are feeling that you are my pran, my life, but you have not died yet. I am seeing you are walking and telling and you are passing your days very well. So they are telling in reply, you are our life. You are my life. For your welfare, we have kept our life in you. And we will by getting all these pains, we don't die. Because you are our jivan, you are our pran, and you are feeling pleasure. So you are not dying. The meaning of this, he is telling, you and Brahma, Vidhata, are two friends. The nature of both are like same. The both, Brahma has Brahma has created us to give suffering. And your nature is also to give suffering to us. Both are in this way, both are
same quality.
So Brahma thinks that if Gopin will die with this pain, then to who will that I will not see anyone and I will not be pleased. Understand?
I will not see anyone, or I will not be pleased, Brahma's thinking.
I could not explain. तात्पर्य ये ब्रह्मा जी सोच रहे हैं कि यदि ये मर जाएंगी तो कोई दूसरा इनके समान और तो मिलेगा नहीं, जो कि इतना कष्ट सह करके भी और ऐसा करेंगी, इसलिए हमको ऐसा ही बनाया है और हमारा प्राण तुम्हारे अंदर में रख दिया है. अगेन Brahma is thinking, they are telling, that perhaps Brahma is thinking that if I will give much pain to gopis, gopis will be dead, then for which I have
created them.
Created them. to suffer, and seeing their sufferings, I will be so happy, it will be not done. So Krishna, so Brahma has
maintained their life.
No.
Put their life in Krishna.
Ah, your life's in Krishna.
He will stay alive. Then I can.
So they
punish.
Can't die. So he can be happy.
No. That is. So, you will be so happy seeing our sufferings, and our pran will be also happy with you, so we will not die. Yeah? So, having so much sufferings, we are not died yet. Because pran is in you. Now you will see that our pran, that is our life, has come out from our body, and you will see what happens. That is, we will die. But Krishna is telling that if Ayu is there, life is there, how you can die? That is why they are telling, Bhavadayusan. You are our life. Sampati, now we will die. But our life will be in you. And you will live for lakhs and lakhs yugas. And with joy. So we have given my life to you, so that you should be happy for lakhs and lakhs of yuga-yugantara. And now we are going. That now you are dying. Here Vaishnava Tosni has written that, seeing this state of gopi, Krishna was infection, and his heart melted. He cannot escape. He thought that certainly gopi will be died, and if they died, I will also die. So at once I should go and give them darshan and satisfy them. So Krishna at once, they fell, murchit hokar ke gir padi. They fell on the ground, senseless. And at that time Krishna came at once, and seeing Krishna, their lives came again, returned to their bodies. And after what became, it will be told in other chapter.
Thank you.
And you've done 1 through 8, so we could start 9, 10, 11, 12. Have nothing covered by you.
But especially conjugal. As Raghunath Das Goswami has done. Or Rup Goswami has done. They have done sadhak and siddha both things. Sadhan bhakti also. And siddha bhakti also. Siddha bhakti in the shape of manjaris. And sadhan in Raghunath and Rup Goswami shape. Whether they were siddha, but yet they have done everything, it seems that they were sadhak.
What to do when you're sadhak? You cannot do siddha anything. What to do then?
We have to follow what we can follow. The Rup and Raghunath. Rup no granth means all. Rup Sanatana. Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur.